I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Lonzo himself is ruled out back-to-back. Those are completely off the table, Adam. But as far as managing, again, I just want to emphasize how unprecedented this situation is.
Sure.
So this is completely uncharted territory for not only Lonzo, but also the Bulls' medical staff. So it's going to be constant communication, constant monitoring. And the best part about it is, guys, Lonzo's been very honest with how he's felt throughout this process. But Lonzo said he does hope to be playing more than 16 minutes. Just initially, that's the number that they're capping.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. He's our guy, Casey Johnson, with Chicago Sports Network, their fine Bulls insider. And he joins us on the Aturo Tire Hotline. Aturo, your hometown tire, Aturo.com. KC, good morning. How are you, bud?
Hey, what's going on, guys? How you doing?
Well, I watched that game last night. Got to tell you, really have enjoyed watching the Bulls. I don't know what will happen when you get to the regular season, and we'll get to Lonzo and all the storylines, but as a general idea of running and kind of having like young players on the court, they are a significantly entertaining team so far.
Yeah, they've made 55 threes their last three preseason games. And again, it's preseason basketball, but there is the commitment to playing the style that Billy Donovan has, you know, preferred to play for a long time. It's just they fell into a situation where DeMar DeRozan was so elite at what he did and obviously was the best player on the court, especially with Zach going through his struggles physically last year. So they played a slower style. And, you know, They're committed to this new style, and they obviously are going to have some challenges at the defensive end. But I agree with you, Mully. Offensively, it's been fun to watch for the most part through this preseason.
KC, like a lot of people, I was floored, impressed, amazed by what Lonzo Ball accomplished, and to the point of wondering if, as you reported last night during the broadcast, if he wants to play more than 16 minutes if things go according to plan or maybe the best laid plans. How does his availability change expectations for the season? Because he is a dynamic player if he plays. I think the question was always if he plays. But if he does, it changes things.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the overarching kind of elephant in the room throughout this whole season is obviously the draft pick they owe the Spurs, the top 10 protected pick. You know, it's pretty clear that the management would prefer to keep that pick. It would certainly help their rebuild. So, I mean, you know, it's just a weird situation because I think offensively this team's going to be better than some people think, especially if Lonzo can contribute like he did last night. And there are just so many teams in the East that are not trying to be very good. So they could find themselves, you know, maybe ahead of expectations, and then you're faced with a decision. I mean, do you steer the car into a ditch or do you ride it out and chase a play-in spot? I mean, given what's happened the past few seasons where the play-ins have ended in futility and given the strength of this draft and how important it would be to keep that draft pick, I would not be surprised if it's the option to steer the car into the ditch. So I don't want to throw a wet blanket on our proceedings here, but that's definitely an intriguing dynamic to monitor as the season progresses.
So a 16-minute time limit, right? And it's going to be broken into four-minute stretches, roughly. I think he went 5 minutes when he first was in. Is that good for a team, KC, or is that – you know, I was going back in my mind to Michael Jordan's second year. He has this leg injury. He comes out. Jordan just going crazy, and they come back in games, and then he's going to leave because he's on this minutes. And they were clearly – there were other things involved. But I'm just curious, with Lonzo, is that good? Is that bad? Is that intrusive? Is that interruptive? Or is that something that will – expand maybe getting another player or two on the floor?
Well, I think the important thing to emphasize about Alonzo's game is just how seamless and how connected, how much he plays with connectivity and how much he makes the people around him better. So I think it's a great point in the sense that if it was a different player, it may be kind of abrupt and weird and intrusive. But with Lonzo, it just seems kind of, obviously it's one game, but it just kind of seems, oh yeah, that's Lonzo. That's what he does. He has such a style to him where he just reads the game and connects players around him at both ends, defensively with his communication, offensively with his hit-ahead passes. And he is going to be a different player. He has said that himself. But his three-point shooting, his defensive instincts, all those things are just going to be positives if he can stay on the court. And it's just, it really is a remarkable story. I know you guys played you know, what I said on the broadcast coming in, and I know we all understand that, but just, I think if anybody needs to understand the impact, just watch the Bulls posted a social media clip of the post-game locker room. I was told it was a pretty emotional scene. You know, several players expressed their love and admiration for what he has endured to get to this point. Kobe White presented him the game ball that Zach LaVine had sprinted to go grab at the buzzer. There's just so much respect and love for Lonzo, because what he has endured is really unfair for a player who loves the game as much as he does. So pretty awesome night last night, guys, on every level.
And the way he's handled himself has been really impressive as well, because he hasn't been a guy that's made a lot of noise, and he's just done things with a lot of class, Casey. I agree with that. A couple guys, I want to know how they fit and what you think. One guy who is guaranteed a spot in the rotation, I think, Jalen Smith, the free agent signee. He played last night 18 minutes and looked pretty good. And then Talen Horton Tucker, a guy who continues to fill it up in this preseason, and I just don't know where he fits.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, you know, I asked early on, we'll start with Talen. I asked early on to Billy, you know, like, will the fact that he's a guard hurt him? There's just so many guards in this roster. He is large. He's got a wide base, so he can guard threes, maybe even some small ball fours. I just think the way he's been used in this preseason and the way he has scored so efficiently, I think he, to me, is the leader in the clubhouse to grab that 15th roster spot. I mean, Olerapa Tim is the one who has it now. His contract doesn't have any guarantees on it until opening day. But he's barely played this preseason. So to me, what you've seen from THT is just what he's done throughout his career. He's a very gifted and natural scorer. So I would call him the leader in the clubhouse. You know, Jalen, he fits with that style that they want to play with, you know, being able to run the floor. He's very athletic and active, big man, and obviously has the stretch five capabilities to him. Defensively, he's a better rim protector than you might think, you know, especially away from Miles Turner. I mean, Miles Turner cleaned up so many messes for Indiana defensively, but, you know, Jalen would sometimes steer him there, and then Miles would make the block. So I think you're going to see him shine a little bit defensively away from Miles Turner. I'd like to see him catch a little bit better. His hands, to me, have been a little bit of an issue in the preseason, and he's battled some knee soreness, which we're now being told has been an issue throughout his career, which obviously, since we didn't cover him, I wasn't really that privy to. So those are two things to monitor, but he definitely fits with the style that they want to play.
Do you have any idea, now with Lonzo, does that change the rotation for Billy? In other words, you know, we thought he would go about 9 deep. Does he go 10 deep now because he has an extra person that you maybe weren't expecting at one point? Or is somebody going to lose playing time as a result of Lonzo?
I mean, I think we talked about this a little bit when the day you guys had Billy and AK in the studio. I mean, I just think with the way they want to play and they have the number of people they need to develop, I think you might even have to go 10 deep. Yeah. And I mean, you had significant player, you know, development projects that are important to this franchise sitting out last night, and you still had nine players contribute on a pretty important level. But, you know, Buzelis didn't play last night. Io didn't play last night. Dalen Terry didn't play last night. Julie Phillips didn't play last night. So I think Billy and his staff have a lot on their plate. You know, Javon Carter is like the forgotten man, comes out, hits the go-ahead three late. I mean, he's always professional and ready. Torrey Craig had some nice minutes last night. So I do think Billy talked post-game about how in shape they need to be for how they want to play and just keep putting pressure on the defense with their transition and they're running the floor. So I just think to make that easier, I think you go 10 deep, especially with the number of players they need to develop.
Great job, KC. Appreciate the updates.
Thanks, buddy.
All right, guys. Good talking to you.
That is KC Johnson now with Chicago Sports Network.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.